This weekend, the Episcopal Diocese of New Hampshire formally begins the process of installing its next bishop. His name is Robert Hirschfeld, and he comes to New Hampshire after working for about a decade at a church in western Massachusetts. He'll formally be consecrated as bishop coadjutor at a ceremony this weekend in Concord. Once that happens, Hirschfeld will be in line to lead the diocese next January when current Bishop Gene Robinson retires. I spoke with Robert Hirschfeld earlier today at the diocese's offices in Concord. I first asked him about the two issues you hear most often in reference to the Episcopal Church, a decline in attendance in recent years, and the high-profile dispute about gay rights and same-sex marriage in the church.
Well, there's a dispute about gay marriage and the blessing of same-sex unions, depending upon what state in the union you are. Although I have to say, having just come back from General Convention, there is a sense in which that issue is really now in the rearview mirror for the Episcopal Church. Then there's the matter of the decline, the numerical decline. That seems to be true across denominations. However, it's not the full story. It's been noted that the Episcopal Diocese of New Hampshire was the only diocese in the province, which is the Episcopal Diocese in New England, to show a modest increase in the last reporting cycle.
The two issues bring to mind a piece I read recently in the New York Times where the commentator said essentially because of the issue of same-sex marriage and some other issues that have come up in recent years that the Episcopal Church has been perceived as a fairly progressive church, and that the difficulty with that is, quote, doesn't seem to be offering anything you can't get from a purely secular liberalism. What can you do to counter that kind of a perception?
It's a fascinating observation. I've sometimes wondered in the parish ministry whether we are just like the town meeting with hymns or the PTA meeting with hymns. And that is a perception that's out there, and it may be based in some places in reality. I think the church has this powerful and rich and life-giving tradition of theology and spirituality, which is incredibly life-giving. And there's so much in our culture which is just kind of death dealing. You know, I see people who are just frazzled and tired and exhausted. They haven't had a Sabbath to speak of. They haven't had a day off, which isn't just full of chores around the house or taking their kids to any number of things, which seems to have sort of life and death importance for the kids. The church points to a kind of life and lifestyle which is meant to bring life and freedom and a sense of peace, and does that in our life and community. So those are the things that I would really want to lift up.
Now, for you, this was already true this year, but 2012 is an election year across the country, and we have seen a number of examples where political issues and people of faith have been in dispute. We saw the Catholic bishops speaking out about birth control in the Obama administration with the federal health care law. And even a few years back, we saw the man who you'll be succeeding, Bishop Robinson, speaking out about a number of political issues, even at one point endorsing political candidates. Where do you draw that line between speaking out about an issue versus taking what can be seen as a political stand?
Well, let's see. I think just expressing that Jesus is Lord is a political statement. It means that as much as I admire so many of our political leaders and President Obama, I'll name, he's not the Messiah for me. And I think that we need to be very careful about the trust or the sense that we depend so much on the secular political process to bring about the heavenly realm. But there's so much of the work that we need to be doing on the ground and to be advocates for the poor, the dispossessed, those who are most at risk, the children in our state who are not receiving adequate education or health care. These are things that we need to be engaged about and to speak about. You probably won't hear me endorsing by name a particular candidate, but you will probably hear me and the priests of this diocese feel very committed to working for issues that bring justice and peace.
Well, thanks so much for talking with us, and welcome to New Hampshire.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks. It's great to be here.
Robert Hirschfeld will be named Bishop Coadjutor of the Episcopal Diocese of New Hampshire this weekend in Concord. He'll lead the diocese as bishop starting next year upon the retirement of current Bishop Gene Robinson.